好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家收听由看言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要讲讲最近在美国非常 popular 一些 trending made in China.
Okay, what are we talking about? There's so many things that are made in China that are, I'd say, quite popular in America.
对，我们今天说的呢，我觉得就是非常好的一个 contrast, 一个反差，因为一样东西是很传统的 it's a very traditional type of medicine.
Okay.
一个药，咱们的中药啊。然后呢，还有一个东西是非常现代的 it's an app, it's a meme, 是一个 meme, 就是很红的这种网络上的东西。
Okay, okay. So first, we're talking a bit about some TCM.
TCM, 中医药的。
对。Traditional Chinese medicine. 还有呢we're talking about, you said a meme.
对
Okay, cool.
好，那我们的节目呢，有的时候是比较 focus 说啊，这个词这个用法在英语里的意思该怎么用。然后呢，也有另外一类的节目，就像今天这样，说一些文化热点事件，然后顺便教大家相关的英语啊。请到我们的微信公众号呢，这两类，反正我们所有做过的节目，你都可以拿到音频和文字的版本。所以 check us out， 开言英语。那在讲这两样东西之前 ，let's first talk about 怎么。讲红
Okay, so one term that you can use is viral.
Viral, yeah, especially in the social media. 对对对，网络上的东西都是传播的速度特别快，就像 virus, 就像一个病毒。
对啊。
所以呢，这样的一个现象，网络上这种红，就是可以说 something has gone viral.
Yeah, has gone viral.
Has gone viral, 对吧？
Yeah.
或者 trending, 我觉得也可以。
Yeah, you can also say trending.
Trend 是一个趋势，但是也可以把它当做动词。
是啊。
Something is trending.
But I think something viral is like bigger than trending.
哦，对，我也觉得啊，这两个东西真的是很 viral, 比 trending 还要 big 的。那第一个我们就来说说。传统的这个是一个 TCM 中草药的一个
枇杷膏
没错然后枇杷膏这个英语怎么说啊
Actually 不知道怎么说呀
对因为他在国外媒体我看最近报道都是用他的广东话的名字
Yeah 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 they do
应该叫 Adam 来他说他在学广东话枇杷膏
Yeah, some, I think it's 枇杷膏膏
枇杷膏
是膏对吧
我们两个到 Wikipedia 配着看就川贝枇杷膏什么对他就是用广东话枇杷膏
Yeah, but isn't it, if I'm not mistaken, here in China, even the pinyin that they use on the 枇杷膏也是广东话的那种啊
对好像也是的
Yeah, it's not, it's, I think it's spelled wrong. Anyway, whatever, yeah, so 枇杷膏
对然后枇杷膏最近走红美国主要是因为美国流感季嘛
Yeah, so because of flu season.
Actually, this is like one of the worst flu seasons in many years.
Is it? I don't know. I'm not there. So.
因为好像就是死的人还挺多的。
哦，是吗？
Yeah, really bad. 那当然在美国这个一般人 first choice 去买的都是西药但是很多时候呢西药你可能耐受了 right? Your body has gone like immune to it. It doesn't respond to the medicine anymore. 而且西药副作用也比较多。
Yeah, the side effects are pretty big.
Side effects. 所以中医药呢这时候就受到很多美国朋友就是说Oh, I'll give it a try. 反正那个西药吃了半天都没用，结果没想到疗效那么好。
Yeah, that's right. So this 枇杷膏, the 枇杷膏, however we say it here, I actually did use this about 3-4 years ago when I had a throat problem. I remember.
Did it work?
Yeah,
do you remember?
It's pretty good.
对，就这个在
It's better than a lozenge.
Lozenge 是一个糖对吧就是你像咽喉糖
对啊就是缓解你咽喉的疼痛的那种糖
It's a, yeah, like a sore throat candy 那真的没用但我在加拿大的时候也是流感季的时候我也感冒咳嗽我就特别想买中医药的东西就想买这个枇杷膏然后又买不到然后到药店真的问人家我说我就是咳嗽啊什么咳嗽英语叫做
cough,
然后呢 I have a sore throat, 就是喉咙疼对吧咽喉疼。我说is there any medicine? 然后那人看半天他就问我严不严重什么我说 not too bad, 最后他就推荐我买这个糖 lozenge, 然后我说这没用吧。
I mean, while it's in your mouth, it's okay.
对对对。
Yeah, as soon as it's gone, 那个疼痛就回来了。
没错，所以我就特别想念我们的 TCM, Traditional Chinese Medicine.
嗯，是。
对，那然后这个枇杷膏呢，最近它在美国先是 Wall Street Journal, 华尔街日报就做了一篇还挺大篇幅的报道。
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal said,Herbal supplement has some New Yorkers talking instead of coughing.
所以你说它是一个 herbal, 或者你读的是 herbal.
Yes, herbal.
Herbal,、yeah. H-E-R-B-A-L, 但有的时候你也可以那 H 不发音,对吧、
yeah.
Herbal 的意思就是草、植物。
对。And you know, there's all kinds of different herbs.
Herbs,、
yeah.
herbs.
I think the English, they say herbs.
哦、oh, 英国的发音。
Yeah, herbal.、you mean herbs?
Herbal supplement. Supplement 就是一些补品啊什么健康就是 supplement.、
Yeah, 补品是 supplement.、
所以那篇报道就是介绍川贝枇杷膏很多纽约人就去到唐人街去买啊什么、然后说现在沃尔玛可以买、Amazon 上面也卖得很好啊。因为确实是 it works, 真的有用、对吧、
that's right.
川贝我们刚刚也查了一下词典跟大家分享一下英语怎
么说。我忘了。I've never heard of this. It's called a fritillary bulb.
对反正这种草药啊什么它的名字真的口语里很少用到啊。但是枇杷我觉得可以跟大家说说。
Well, this actually too, I can't say that I've heard a whole lot in the West.
因为买不到。
Loquat, yeah.
Loquat.
Yeah, kumquat.I've heard of.
Kumquat 就是金桔对吗
对但是 loquat, it seems like it's kind of like the kumquat's cousin or something.
好枇杷也学到了啊英语叫 loquat, 对反正这个川贝枇杷膏呢 so it's a cough and sore throat syrup. Syrup 就是糖浆
对糖浆
然后像止咳糖浆就是一个 cough syrup.
Yeah.
对吧
exactly.
然后我觉得这些都可以算作是这种 herbal remedy.
Yeah, so, yeah, 草药疗法对吧
对 remedy 就是帮你治疗的
对、yeah, so there's all kinds of remedies, home remedies, for example.
对你家里祖传的一些小妙方是吧 home remedies. 然后真的这个枇杷膏这个 loquat syrup 在美国的网上 it's got some rave reviews.
Really? Okay.
Rave reviews 的意思呢就是它好评如潮、
exactly yeah so you say oh this is great that was great
it really works、
yeah.
对我觉得那个 Spencer 可以跟我们分享一些真实美国网友的评价
yeah so our friend from the west here gave a 5-star review saying cheap yet effective comfort for congestion
cheap yet effective、就是挺便宜的但是说现在也是价格被抬高了什么但总体来说还是 pretty you knowBang for your buck, value for money.
How much is it in the States?
好像说唐人街什么五六块美金就可以买到一瓶。
我还是觉得蛮便宜、
对是挺便宜对吧、But cheap yet effective,、但是还是很有效的。
对、有效的。
然后他说什么 comfort for congestion.
Yeah, so if you're like 比赛 like if your nose is stopped up,、or even if your head is, we say, kind of stopped up.
It's called congestion or congested.
Yeah,、
right?
you can also have a congested chest.
胸闷 a congested chest. 或者 the roads can be very congested. 马路上很堵车。
对对对，很堵车。
Oh, same word.
That's right.
对，反正就是他在美国有很多网上有很多 rave reviews, 五星好评啊。对，我觉得其实 TCM 在美国popular 受欢迎也蛮久了 but it's definitely going like more mainstream now, 更加主流一点。
Well, I mean, there's more and more Chinese in the West, so I think they're kind of bringing this stuff along with them, wouldn't you say?
没有，而且互联网确实也是 it just makes things spread so much faster.
That's true.
就以前可能我一个美国人试了枇杷膏，然后最多告诉他的朋友很小范围
啊，是啊。
现在一个人试了，他在网上一说，就是 the things can go viral a lot faster now.
This is true. This is
对，好，说到这个 viral 的东西啊，在网络上爆红的，我们现在就从枇杷膏讲到接下来一个，就是非常有互联网基因的一个梗吧。
OK.
我觉得梗其实可能是对 meme 比较好的一个翻译。Meme 这个词它的拼法是
M-E-M-E
但它绝对不念 meme
也不是 meme
So what is a meme, Spencer?
A meme is basically it's like a saying that usually goes it goes viral
对 meme 基本上就是像 比如网络语言对吧、
嗯、
一句话一个词、
嗯、
或者像现在 a picture、比如像这个东西还要自己配一个什么 short video、
嗯、
短视频这种东西、嗯、any of these content、
嗯、
basically 我觉得这种内容一个小片的、
嗯、
都可以叫 meme
也差不多
然后在网上红了、
嗯、
对吧、
嗯、
一个 trending meme 一个 viral meme 好这个现在在美国红 made in China meme is、
嗯、karma's a bitch
嗯，对，我觉得这有点脏话，特别对于女孩子来说，I'm never gonna use that word 。但是，先来说说 karma。
Yeah， 因果。
因果是吧？
对，
因
果。
因果报应。
对对对。对
karma
对。对对对对对。
就比如做了一件什么坏事，恶有恶报，
嗯、
就可以说哦 ，that's karma。
嗯。
善有善报，恶有恶报 ，that's karma basically
嗯。
嗯。然后他这个 trending meme 就是基本上就是说变装 ，like an instant。Like transformation, right?
Yeah, that's, I think that's a good way of putting it, Jenny. You said it better than I probably would have.
To transform, 就大家看变形金刚 Transformer, 然后蜕变 Transform, 或者、
嗯、
我刚说的 transformation 名词啊、
嗯、
然后它这个呢这最有特色它是 instant,
yeah,
一秒钟。
对一秒钟就
就从一个路人就变成一个女神这样、
嗯、
是吧、
嗯、
然后、
right.
然后他说啊这因果报应 karma 你以前把我甩了然后现在我变这么漂亮The joke is on you
Yeah, the joke is on you You don't know what you're missing out on
对所以 the joke is on you 的意思就是说你活该有点那个意思、
是 it's kind of like your loss
Your loss 对所以这个 meme 来自中国抖音这个 app 然后在美国现在很多美国网友也玩就自己拍一个短的自己、
嗯
Instant transformation,、mm-hmm. 然后it's even...
Some of these are really good, by the way.
对对对,还有在美国很受欢迎的那个 Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight Show 上面他们也玩,是吧?
Yeah, it's true. So it's catching on in the West.
To catch on, 一个东西 to catch on 的意思就是它现在走红起来,流行起来,大家都在玩,对不对?
That's right. So it's, I see you did it, and I thought, wow, that was awesome. I'm going to do it too.、
对所以我觉得今天分享这两个东西就像我节目一开始说的 It's such a stark contrast、
mm-hmm.
Something that's really traditional、
mm-hmm.
Versus something that's really really contemporary That's、
yeah.
really current、
mm-hmm.
但不管怎么样我觉得都是表现中国现在的软实力 You know, the soft power、
yeah.
我们文化上的实力是吧在国外就是传统的东西现在我们很有创意的年轻人的点子啊、
嗯、
有越来越多的外国人知道然后也开始喜欢、
嗯、
也开始真的就是我们的东西在 catch on、
嗯、That's right、
嗯、
We're catching the China bug
Catching the China bug、
yeah.
说得好哎大家都迷上中国了
啊
Catch the China bug 好那我们今天节目跟大家分享就到这里啊不知道有什么还有你看到过一些在国外开始流行的 Made in China 的产品啊一些概念啊都欢迎大家在留言里面跟我们分享好那我们的开言英语就是这样边跟你讲现在美国发生的事情美国的一些文化热点时事事件边带你学习最实用最常用最地道的英语口语谢谢大家的收听然后呢如果你想跟我们学更多的英语跟我们每天都一起学习的话我们还有专门为你准备的一个会员课程库
That's right, we sure do
对 that's updated every day
Yeah, so you guys really should check it out if you want to learn that real English
对对对那大家可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来免费试用之后如果你喜欢我们的课程内容呢微信公众号大家也可以一键升级学习一年只要629
哇 thanks, 好便宜啊
对 thanks for listening 然后真的也特别作为中国人非常骄傲看到现在有越来越多的 made in China 中国制造的、酷的传统的、各种各样的东西在海外越来越受欢迎、那所以我们要走出去嘛学好英语也很重要对
是、
OK see you guys next time 再见
再见